Hello, my dear children of class 8. Welcome to your English language lesson. I will discuss the sentence with you today. You may refer to your grammar books if you want to have a better understanding of the explanation. I have divided this entire lesson into two parts. In the first part, I shall be telling you about what a sentence is and keeping the scope of this chapter in view, broadly classify sentences into its different types. In the second section of the discussion, I shall try to explain the interchanging of sentences from one form to another, keeping their meaning intact. That is, keeping their meaning the same. I will conduct the entire lesson with the help of examples, which I think will help you to understand in an easier and better way. So let us begin right away. Let me ask you a question. What is a sentence? A simple one, isn't it? A sentence can be defined as a set of words that make complete sense, typically consisting of a subject and a predicate. Like, for example, if I say the teacher sent for the monitor. In this particular sentence, the teacher is the subject and sent for the monitor is the predicate. I am sure you children are already aware of this by now. Now, sentences can be of different types. First, it may convey a statement. Second, it may be a command or an order. Third, it may be a question or an interrogation. Fourth, it may be an exclamation or an exclamatory sentence. Now, if we consider the first type, as I told you, the statement, statements can be generally of two types. First, an affirmative sentence, and second, a negative statement. Two examples of each may be: swimming is a very good exercise. There was a terrible cyclone last week. These two are affirmative sentences or affirmative statements. And if I say they are not going to attend the wedding and never be judgmental, these two are negative sentences or negative statements. Children, you already must have noticed the difference between the two sets of sentences. Yes, a negative sentence can be distinguished from a positive or affirmative sentence through the presence of words of negation like no, not, never, etc. So, with this, we move on to the second and more important part of the lesson from your evaluation point of view also. That is the interchanging of the different kinds of sentences.